tweet at Saturday RTE. Now, who will win former Housing Minister Eoghan Murphy's Dáil seat in what will be a hotly contested by-election in Dublin Bay South? It looks set to be an intriguing campaign. Fine Gael's James Gagan threw his hat in the ring yesterday. Our panellist, Ivana Bacic, is also in the ring for Labour, while Green Party chairperson and Lord Mayor Hazel Chew is hoping for the Green Party nomination to run. But will she get it? Claire Byrne, Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council for the South East Inner City. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me on.
You have what they say in social media, some personal news.
I have some personal news. I've been waiting a long time to be able to use that phrase. Yes, I decided just this morning that I will also be putting myself forward as Green Party potential candidate for the Dublin State South by-election. Obviously, we'll have a selection convention to go through because it will be myself and Hazel, and ultimately it'll be up to the members to choose. But I've been with the party for 16 years. I've been a councillor in the Dublin Bay South area since 2014. Firstly in Pembroke South Dock, then in South East Inner City, where I topped the poll in 2019. So I'm not a stranger to the people of Dublin Bay South. And I'm very familiar with the local issues that affect people who live there.
Yes, indeed. I mean, given that you've worked closely with, because you're in that constituency, obviously, you've worked closely with Eamon Ryan, Hazel would be, you would say, more closely aligned with Catherine Martin. So is this election convention going to be a proxy war between the two factions and the Green Party?
No, I don't see it at all. I see it as two very capable elected representatives putting themselves forward, taking the opportunity to elevate themselves to the Dáil. I mean, look, for me, to be honest, I've never really been an eye on the prize type, you know, dying to get into the Dáil. But this opportunity presented itself, I think it took us all by surprise. And I'd like to take the opportunity to wish Eoghan very well. But I have to give it a lot of thought. I had a lot of people asking me would I consider putting myself forward, both within the party and outside the party. But I have to think about it a lot. Life is very busy. I have two small children and I have to consider them. But I also spend a lot of time talking at Women for Election events and telling women to just go for it. So I kind of feel like I have to listen to my own advice and feel I owe it to my children and to the party to put myself forward and try and get another green voice in the Dáil.
Okay. I want to ask your another woman who's putting herself forward, Ivana Bacic. What do you think this is going to be fought on? What's this election going to feature? Is it going to be a referendum on the pandemic handling?
It's very, at this point, one imagines it will be about COVID, about the legacy of COVID, also about the local issues around housing, around climate, around care, childcare and elder care. These are huge issues in the constituency. I should say, I'm delighted to hear Claire is putting her name in. Hi, Claire.
Thank you, Ivana. We're
neighbours. We're neighbours and friends in Portobello in the constituency. I'm just thrilled as somebody like Claire and so many others who's always championed getting more women into politics. I'm really pleased to see more women coming forward. I think it is really positive. We've recently had a woman provost elected in Trinity who pointed out it should be unremarkable when you have, a number of women all contesting one election. So that's super. I do want to wish Eoghan Murphy the very best, in his future, because I know him. I know what a tough time he's had. And I think, the fact that, as Claire says, that he announced his resignation this week did indeed take all of us by surprise. But it is an opportunity to contest an election on COVID issues and also on issues around public services, particularly around housing and around health
indeed.
And care. And that's hugely important. Today on May Day, Katie, just as we think of President Michael D. Higgins' point about caring and the importance of caring, I think that's going to be a huge issue.
We're almost out of time. Peter Burke, this is Fine Gael's to lose, though, isn't it?
Well, you never know in elections. It's always very competitive. It's a very unusual constituency in terms of the high-profile nature of it and the high-profile candidates that it's had in the past.
How will it be managed, though? I mean, there won't be any door-knocking, presumably.
Yeah, it's difficult to know. Obviously, we've had the general scheme of the Electoral Reform Bill, which is now under pre-leg scrutiny. That's going through the Oireachtas. So it potentially could be over 2 days, potentially. But I would hope that if we're on target, and hopefully we are, that we will have our population vaccinated at that stage. We hopefully will be in a better place in terms of how we can interact. And obviously, canvassing is outdoors. There's a lot of campaigning that can be done outdoors. Shoe leather and hard work going from door to door.
When does it have to be held by? Are we looking at an autumn election?
I think the latest timed actual date can be is November. So that's the latest date. So hopefully things would have changed a lot by then.
We'll be ready for it whenever it comes up, Peter.
The beginning or end of November, I would.
I think mid-November. It has to be between the 18th and the 25th day after the writ is moved in the Dáil. You have 6 months to move the writ in the Dáil. So it depends when the government decides to move the writ, and secondly, the timeline thereafter, the 18th or the 25th day when the Taoiseach calls it.
Okay, I think that is all we have time for.